Mark Davies, first of all, a really important win for Sussex tonight.
Very much so, and a very good one. You know, to come away to this place and beat Hampshire on their own patch is a really, really fine effort and brilliant by the boys. You know, we had to dig deep. It's been a tough start of the campaign, but the boys have showed their character and they showed their skill tonight as well.
And certainly the win was set up by the bowlers. I mean, all of them who performed tonight.
We did, you know, we thought we wanted to be aggressive, that's the way we wanted to bowl, and the pitch actually suited us as well, because you could get a little bit of bounce out of the wicket as well, and we were really aggressive on the pitch and kept taking wickets, which is the key obviously in T20, restricted them, and I thought we chased a really tricky little total down there as well, so a really good evening for us.
Talk about the chase in a minute. Also key tonight, Mark, was holding some very good catches early on.
I know, I mean, that's been a slight concern over the last couple of months, really, not only in T20 cricket. We've dropped a lot of catches in all cricket, so it was really good to hang on to them. And as you say, they were vital catches. That first one that Jofra took, running over his shoulder to his right, you know, that's a big catch in the context of the game. And we took the catches that mattered, and that's how we put them under pressure.
It was a really good catch, Jofra's catch. We were right behind that, Mark, and it was going away from him all the time. Yeah. I don't think he was going to get there.
No, he did well. You know, he's a tall lad, he's a good athlete, and he showed a lot of athletic ability to get to that catch and obviously hold on to it. So really, really nice to see.
And I just wonder what a catch like that does for the morale of a side as well, you know, so early on, and such a big wicket as well.
Massively, massively early doors. If you do take those, it knocks the opposition back a bit and obviously gives you lots of confidence. So very important catch, and I just felt, as I said, we kept taking wickets the whole way through, and that's the key to T20.
In terms of the run chase, it went well in the end. And interesting, Ben Brown coming into that position at three really justified that place in the order tonight.
He did really well. He played the spinners really well, he played up front in the power play. We had a really, really strong power play with the bat. He and Nashi played really well and got us into a really good position, and then obviously Laurie and Ross in the back end there as well. It was good to see them batting together, and Laurie batting well at the death, and a really good win, because that can be a tricky little chase there, and really nice to see us win so convincingly.
And in terms of Ben batting at three, is there some thought process behind that, Mark?
Huge amounts of thought. It's not just guesswork, no. Ben's really good with pace on the ball. He's very good when the field's up as well. He's a four hitter as well, and a dangerous little player. So we feel that's a good position for him to bat, and he'll get opportunity there, and I'm sure he'll take it.
In terms of this group, it's so tight and everyone seems to beat everybody. So one win and, you know, Sussex right back in the hunt again.
Sure, I mean, it's a long campaign, isn't it? It's 14 games. There's still, 10 games left? You know, it's a lot of cricket to be played. So you just want to try and obviously win. It's obvious to say, but you want to win as many games as you can and get yourself with a bit of momentum and get yourself with a bit of impetus into the competition. So it was a really important game for us tonight.
Off to Glamorgan tomorrow. I know the weather forecast isn't great, but, yeah. You know, Glamorgan already beaten Sussex at Arundel, so a chance to avenge that defeat, maybe.
Definitely. You know, I think you play each other twice, or you play most teams twice, and you want to, if you have lost one, you want to try and even the series, if you like, and win the next one. So it was good that we evened the series here with Hampshire, and we'll try and do the same against Glamorgan.
And in terms of the side tomorrow, Tamel coming back into the side, how's he after his first four overs?
I'm not quite sure. We'll see how he is in the morning. You know, it's a tricky one. He hasn't bowled that much. He's come back into this game, and we don't want to push him too hard and make sure that we can keep him as fit for as long as possible, really. So we'll see how he pulls up, and we've obviously got good resource in the bowling department as well, so there's no need to rush him and to push him into doing stuff that might not be good for him. So we'll see how he pulls up, and we'll go from there.